This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. can now test several million people daily for coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge, that is, keeping track of the results. AP's correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Coronavirus testing sites are legally required to report their results to public health agencies. But state health officials say the results from many of the rapid tests now being administered are going unreported. That means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And experts say the situation could get worse. The government is shipping 100 million of the newest rapid tests for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites with little training or staffing to properly report the results. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that differences remained with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, but that she was optimistic legislation could be pushed through before Election Day. Pelosi, the top elected official or Democrat, said that she wanted the bill passed before the November 3rd presidential election between Republican Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but acknowledged an agreement would have to come within 48 hours for that to happen. Brazil reportedly nearly 11,000 new cases of COVID-19, 230 deaths from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period, according to the health ministry Sunday. The South American country has now registered more than 5.2 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll from COVID-19 has gone to more than 153,000. This is VOA News. Panama is the latest country to offer travelers COVID-19 tests when they arrive at its main airport. That's a little less than a week after resuming international flights following a seven-month suspension due to the pandemic. The tests are meant to prevent the import of new cases. International flights resumed on Monday, October 12th. Panamanian health officials said of those tested, 1 in 20 people have come back positive for COVID-19. Despite a second attempt at a ceasefire, Armenia and Azerbaijan accused one another of violating the new truce in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. This is a day after one was put in place. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
This is the sound of a family burying their loved one, an Armenian soldier who was allegedly killed during fighting over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, hours after a ceasefire was announced. The soldier's death follows reports from Armenian military officials of artillery shelling and missile strikes by Azerbaijani forces in the conflict zone overnight. Likewise, Azerbaijan's ministry accused Armenia of using large-caliber weapons to attack the positions of the Azerbaijani military in two regions north of Nagorno-Karabakh along the border, a claim Armenian military officials denied. I'm Karen Chamas.
France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs. That's according to a police union source on Sunday. This is 2 days after a Russian-born Islamist beheaded a teacher. France's interior ministry is responsible for expelling foreigners and was not available to confirm the information, which had been initially reported by Europe One. France defines extremists as people who engage in a process of radicalization and are likely to want to go abroad to join terrorist groups or take part in terrorist activities. A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is now about to reach out and make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of asteroid Bennu on Tuesday and snatch a handful of rubble. It will be America's first crack of collecting asteroid samples to return to Earth. That's a heat accomplished so far only by Japan. Scientists want to bring back at least 2 ounces of Bennu, about a handful's worth. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.